This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Uruk.
Human.
Uruk.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Adam Nutter, what's going on, buddy? Oh, here we go. We're stewing. Yeah, we're together. We're in a space. We're in two different spaces. I'm happy to be here. It's good to see you, buddy.
Hey,
me and Adam Nutter, Cult of Us. Back into it. Yeah, there you go. That's how it's been. We're in the in between, guys.
We're in the upside down.
We are in between the fucking weird end of winter, gonna be spring. You know, thing. I've got facial hair coming in, which is upsetting. It is chaos over here. I know you can't even, but you see, I mean, you can see this terrible shit that's coming in. Luckily, it mixes in with my acne, so it blends really nicely.
Yeah, you're growing facial hair like it's like a like an animal left out in the wild that's not fully grown yet, and they're like kind of patchy in their hair, like an abandoned baby that was left somewhere on a pathway. That's your face. it's a bunch of abandoned hair and patchy hair that's not fully there yet. But you're like, maybe if it was nurtured, it could grow to something. But here it is on the path, dying. That's your beard.
Yeah, I've said for a long time. That was a terrible diss. But two, hey, you know what? We're just happy to be talking. Honestly, this is. We have not seen each other in like 2 weeks. We've kind of been like, even the text messages, it felt like we were passing ships in the night. Like both ships are frantic. just been like, it's just the two ships passing. And well, it's just like, we got fucking disease over here, dude. It's fucking chaos.
I'm just over here being like, everyone over here, dead. No one's even, just me. So
I'm the only one left.
Just sailing in a circle.
Someone fucked Tina also as well. I forgot to tell you that. And I'm like, all right, bye. Who the fuck's Tina?
Like, she's dead too. Yeah. It's been a wild 2 weeks.
Chaos. Yeah. Pretty wild. I did a 3-day stint, like just not sleeping. I was just trying to work on this one client. I think I slept maybe 7 hours.
Nice.
Just me up at night, dude, raccooning it, just working a little creative, my little creative mitts going. create a nice animation, dude. For what this animation is, it's pretty cast. I hope the client finds this part, because while we do have videos to get to, which I've just, the tease of them was so funny. I'm so happy that you found it.
Thank you, Reddit.
And we did the right thing. We downloaded it instantly. If anyone knows me, I produce all the other podcasts, and the fact we've talked about it, I don't want to have a podcast that is the worst produced and it be ours. I think it can't be. It's not a good move. So yeah, we're making strides. Adam's using, you know, he's feeling some more brain cells come to life. It's work crossing. So we are coming together, but the video is wild. It's of a guy, him being
murdered his wife.
Yes, he murdered his wife. You're in a courtroom, and it's him being read his searches, Google searches
from the morning of the murder. And it's almost like if a child was to murder and then like gets panicky and like what do I do? Like a 7-year-old. Like that's what he was Googling. It was wild.
Yeah, like it's you'll see. It's amazing. Yeah. So but before we do that, I've been working on this client thing, man. And if he finds this, yeah, it's a problem, but the project's done. So and I kind of understand that I probably wouldn't, unless for a lot of money, but I will try to say this in a nice way, I guess. Cause this is the problem, Adam. I know you don't have anyone you're beholden to, right? I've got where, like, legitimately, if I started talking shit on clients and stuff, they're gonna be like, no, then he like made fun of our idea on air. It's like not a good thing. So that would be a better thing. And I think what I made was, it's interesting when you say it, because I had to do an animation, right? Just like a little 30-second commercial animation. But when I tell you that I made this for an eccentric person, because the project started out by talking just about bug repellent. I won't mention the name just in case, right? That was just 30-second commercial bug repellent. There was like an old commercial like you and I would see. I think I told you a little bit about this. Like it's the epitome of mid-2000s, late night QVC, you know, whatever commercial. It's the voice, everything. I'll send it to you after this, because it's also the only evidence that this bug repellent even exists, that you cannot buy it online. It is it's the one thing I looked up before you, I was just like, where would you buy this? Yeah. And all I found was a message board, like on an outdoor site, like for, you know, people like the outdoors, like myself. And just the board was like, this product doesn't exist. I've only ever found the commercial that, that they point to, the exact YouTube. And they're like, I've never seen it before. It's never worked. Probably not any good. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Sorry. This, I think you're looking at this the wrong way. This might be some sort of cool, like, mystery project thing. Maybe you're going down like some conspiracy alleys here, like, you know, where it's like this thing never existed. I mean, maybe dive deeper into it. Maybe we should do a Cult of Us deep dive.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if this shakes out real nice and equitable, and, you know, I finish up the project and it's done, I'm basically in review right now and just getting paid. And I did, quote, was like way under, because it was like, it was a bad stitch. It's fine. It was like I was working through a buddy, through another person I had worked with as like a liaison or whatever. And then the client turned out to just be a little, you know, fussy, let's just say. And so, yeah, but it's, I don't know if I'd take another job. If I did, we would be for a lot more money. But anyway, this is how the commercial develops, right? It's just bug repellent. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll animate this, just hand draw it and animate it, kind of, you know, Disney-fy it in a way. And then we have our first meeting and he just starts talking, man. He's just hitting, you know, we're talking politics and like, you know, he's just going. Like, it's not even like, how do you feel about this? He will start a story. Like, this is real old man stuff that I think people might experience when just like you ask a question to an older person and then they sidestep, and then you know you have to listen to an entire story because the ending may have info on it. Like, that's, you know, you just be like, yeah, so I think we can do this for that, this project, you know, A, B. It's like, you know, there was a time in the hills of Appalachia when men were men. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right, here we go. Like, you know what I mean? You're just, I hope this lands. Like, what did they kick off?
Like, and then I killed 40 bears. You're like, cool. So the bug repellent, though, it's like, are we going to talk about that at all? Or it would just, no.
It would, yeah, it would definitely, yeah. The story felt like my facial hair, you know what I mean? Spotty. So, and so here's my neck. You want to see the neck? I've got giant patches. I look like a sick dog right today.
Yeah, you look terrible. You look like a mange.
I look like you would take me home, you know what I mean? Because I'd have this little K-Bay sweatshirt on. And you'd be like, oh my God. Like, you know, but you're like, oh my God, he's got alopecia or something. Something's terrible.
Yeah. Then we pull the sweater off and we're like, oh, we just put that sweater right back down. Like, I can't look at that tummy. Hey, that's a gross tummy.
Ladies, if you're into, you know, big nips on a ripped guy with the facial hair of a 14-year-old boy, I am your man. It is. I'm just showing it. So he starts putting that. Then the idea, sorry, get back to the story. The idea changes where I'm like, okay, yeah. So the commercial, he's like, no, I mean, I want to put that in. And really the point of this is really just to sell t-shirts. And I'm like, okay. So, and yeah, he's like, I want to put in this message into the commercial. That's like a saying, like a tagline that I think everyone's going to use. And I think our society needs it. And because our society is very frustrated and they will use the saying. And I'm like, okay, so we're pushing. So for a 30-second commercial, I'm starting a social media trend, right? I am, that's his idea, right? As the saying is going to be so iconic, Adam, in this moment. Now, I can't even say the thing, which sucks. I might just burn this. I might edit this back. I can't even say the name because I don't know. I don't want anybody to like, mess up my money. Don't fuck up someone's money. You know what I mean? So, but it's in the thing. So,
you know, part of me wants this to be him to, if him this to was be Patreon, like a violently racist.
We're going to do another Patreon. I'll give the whole thing because the saying and makes all this, but let's just say it's cringeworthy. I wouldn't expect any this actually to catch on. But
like the saying was, the H band had some idea. He's like, I think we're all going to catch on.
I think it's really going to catch on. So, but anyway.
You're like, whoa, all right. Bug spray.
Then it's like, but it's all really to sell the t-shirts. I have all these t-shirts with this saying on it. And that's, so we're going to start basically a social movement with this saying to then really just to hit the t-shirt market on the back end, but all wrapped inside of a 30-second repellent for bugs. So it got a little out of hand in terms of the ideas, right? And whatever. But when I tell you that, when you see it, you're going to love it. I did very good, dude. I did. I pulled this together in a way where you're like, okay, that's not atrocious. Like, that's it. And I think I kind of get what it is. But at one point, he was trying to put in like the frustration that people are having with the, it's not a true story. It did happen, but it happened anecdotally and not at the rate he did. But there was this whole thing about migrants getting visas or visa cards, like, a credit card from the government, and then using them. Like, he was thought this was happening. You would think he thought this was happening en masse every day, and then like America is done. Like, it's there's hundreds of thousands of people doing this in every single city in the United States.
No, it's just like New York.
It's like, yeah, it's like two places. It's two places and too small. But anyway. And he's like, yeah, so I want to put in, maybe we could have a moment where like someone's talking to someone of race in like a grocery store, and then someone with an American flag hat on. Love that little comes in and he's like, oh, real mad at them. Like, it's like, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it bug repellent? Shoehorn this in.
Like, bug repellent? To tell teachers. Okay, okay. I mean, yeah, again, I might cut all this, but I will tell all of it on probably Patreon. I will, yeah, whatever. That's it's insane. Just because it's so funny. What I'm leaving out is the stuff I just can't, but like, when you hear the name of it, you're just, and which heightens it ridiculously. It's crazy. I'll probably do like, it's nuts. I'll probably break it into the act. It's a crazy story. I was telling people about it on stage.
Yeah, like, no, I remember I was watching you tell that. Yeah.
Insane. But yeah, man, I didn't sleep for like 3 days. Just getting it done. Like, it was just, he just needed it done immediately for some reason or something. So I didn't sleep. It was good. Crazy nights doing that, man.
Crazy.
You've been okay though. You've been all
right. No, well, I was sick last week. I didn't tell. I mean, I told you I wasn't feeling good, but I didn't tell you what I had. It's very dumb and stupid. But actually, okay, yeah. Good news, bad news that are irrelevant to each other though. A very cool thing happened to me, and then a very shitty thing happened to me. The very shitty thing happened to me first, which was I wasn't like Monday. Maybe I woke up and I felt off. Just, you know, like you wake up and you're just like, ah, I feel like my chest feels weird, but like that whole feeling, you're like, all right, whatever. I go to the gym. I get to the gym. I'm like, I don't even feel this.
Well, you
like,
did, I'm not. You passed out, obviously, because you love doing that.
Well, obviously, that's where I go to pass out. That's you know, everybody has their own comfort spots. Mine's publicly at the gym. So I just went there. I was like, it's funny because I was like, I don't want to pass out again. So I'm going to go home. Because I was like, I don't feel it.
The immune system might feel shaky.
Yeah. Going back. Go to bed that night, wake up, drenched in sweat with the chills. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just guessing I'm getting sick. I thought I had like another sinus infection or something like that. So I'm like fighting that. I get up to go move, and I dropped to my knees in pain. I mean, pain where I was in, like, pretty much actually, I was in tears in pain because my whole like pelvic region and like my lower back and like my left ball was like swollen.
Ooh.
Like terribly, like to the point I couldn't move.
You've been going to the doctor recently more than anyone I know right now. I know people that are ill, like literally terminally ill that we have on this network now. And they don't go to the doctor as much as you've been going to the doctor to get checked out, to get examined for things that seemingly were made up. They were, I mean, not by you, but by you. You had a, you know, a thing, whatever. You had a panic attack.
Okay, whatever.
You
know. Whatever.
I know you're still sensitive about it. And now you're telling me, so you wake up and your right side,
left
side, legs, and your testicle.
Lower back, like my stomach, pelvis. It was like in pain. Yeah, pain where I couldn't even touch it.
What doctor did you go to, and can I get their name so I don't visit them? I don't want to go because I can't believe anything was missed in the examinations and everything you do. I need to get those doctors off my fucking.
Well,
I don't even have insurance.
I go to pee, and it is cranberry red. That's the color of my piss. It's red, like it's not as bright as my headphones, but it's right. Like it's like more diluted than, you know, but it's pretty not great. It, like I said, I guess cranberry is the best way to describe it. It's like a cranberry color.
You piss Kool-Aid?
Piss Kool-Aid, dude. Piss hot. Kool-Aid. It's literal hot. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm dying, right? Yeah,
you didn't scream, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was more like, oh, no. There's a lot of that. It was a lot of the reverse Kool-Aid, man. I was not having a good time.
I want to take a guess. I think it, I mean, I'm hoping it's something that's just like kind of that I know of that is easily treatable.
But, I mean, I'm already healed, so.
Good. Okay. Well, then it's not even that, then. I wasn't sure if it was going to be like a gallstone or something.
Well, not that, because I don't have a gallbladder. So.
or the kidney stone.
Kind of. I had a kidney infection that I think they would think it was like caused from a kidney stone.
This is what I'm worried.
So the stone must have cut my shit up.
Right.
Cause an infection. The infection grew throughout like my entire like tube, like from my kidneys down to like my urethra. That thing we have, right?
Yeah. The edge of your dick, Neil.
Yeah. So it went from like, so it started at the kidneys and it just went down the whole, like a slide, just like the most unfun slide for me ever. Mm. And then, yeah. So everything got infected pretty much. And then, I just had to get out. It was antibiotics and shit, but that was it. But it was, I was in tears. Like, that's how much it hurt. It was fucking crazy.
This is what I'm worried about, man. I drank a shit ton of coffee. I'm not moving off this, but yeah, I feel like, okay, so you go, they're just like, you have an infection, right? That's where the blood's coming from, blah, blah, blah. I must have got.
Well, firstly, I want to point out, everyone was like, stop fucking dudes, because they thought it was a fucking UTI. And like, everything you Google online when you like I was giving my symptoms to myself was like the leading cause of this is anal sex with men. I was like, well, I'm not doing that.
I think a UTI, and I've never had sex with men. You can get it just by not, if men, it's the same, you're supposed to pee.
Rare, though.
Sure,
I looked into it. It's less 3% of men that get UTIs by getting them, but that's not what even I had, so it doesn't matter. But like it was but like my symptoms, though, that's the problem. It's like the same symptoms for all that shit.
Right.
So I kept Googling stuff, and I was like, stop fucking dudes, and then stop sticking your dick in dirty toilet water. I'm like, I'm not. Well, maybe the second one, but the first one, I'm pretty sure I'm not. So
I got a big old dick, dude. You know, it's dipping in that toilet water. What can I do?
You know, you know what's wild, though? Because it wasn't Myers. I took a shit recently at a show, and I hate doing that, shitting in foreign toilets.
Right.
And I shit, and some water splashed up and hit me in my peep hole. And I was like, that's it.
Right.
That's it.
So
something's wrong.
Right.
And then I started thinking it was that, but I don't think it was.
No.
It could have been.
It's funny, too, because there's moments like that. I know we're all grossed out, of course, and we live in a very clean society compared to other points in history. But you have to remember that human beings have been covered in shit for most of our existence.
That's why they died at 42.
There are some instances. I'm saying there's a certain level of shit I think we can keep, and it's okay. But you're right. Yeah.
Dude, the most, I think, memorable moment for me in Seinfeld ever, or the most like relatable moment for me, was Jerry just walks in his apartment, takes off his belt and throws it out. And like, I think Lane was, George was sitting in there, and they're like looking at him like, what the fuck? He's like, I unbuttoned my belt too quick, a urinal too, like haphazardly, and it hit the side. So. Jesus. It's garbage. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, totally 100%. I would throw the same belt out. There's no way I'm keeping that belt. There's no way. No, you're insane. There's monsters in those urinals. There's monsters of bacteria. No, you take that home with you, and then you're crazy.
I think this is maybe the gross human being that I am, where I come from and stuff. That's you walk that off. That's not even a problem. That's crazy. I wouldn't even clean the belt. I'd wash my hands, I'd put the belt on, wash my hands, go about my day, and then just probably remember that I should leave that out for a bit just to let the whatever bacteria on it die. And then I would never think of it again. That's insane. It just touched
airport bathroom.
Yeah, it's just more people in different places.
International psychopaths pissing in that. Who knows what they got?
Well, that stuff, that from those urinals, I drink just because that's how you get all the bacteria in you, the healthy bacteria. For your butt guy, your butt chyome.
Butt chyome. Butt chyome. Butts have their own biome, bro.
But have a guy. Yeah. Well, that's my cute little term for my butt biome. And I, you know, that you have a gut biome, and that's my term for my butt biome. So it's a butt biome.
Where do you think farts come from? Your butt. Everybody knows that.
Having a pH balance down there is important to me. It's not for the anal sex that I have that UTI for. It's really not, I swear. And, you know, we kind of breeze over that point. But, yeah, let us know if dudes also, anybody out here has gotten a UTI. I feel like I definitely have maybe gotten a very light one just because you didn't pee after you came after sex. Sometimes, like, it's you're like, just wait till I wake up.
I've never had one. And again, this still wasn't one of them. So I don't, it's probably the same exact feeling though. I would imagine it's all coming. If it's an infection that's in you that has to get out through your dick hole, it probably feels the same no matter what it is.
It's more of just like whatever bacteria from sexual, like if you're listening to this as a younger man, or really both, anyone you're doing sex with, most of the time afterwards, you got to do a little cleanup. You do a little, wash. Yeah. If you're
doing sex,
you know, when you do the sex, when you do sex, you have to get up and then you go away and then you clean. You know,
also, can I also point something out? You don't realize how much piss goes everywhere until you put essentially food dye in it. And then you see it because it's everywhere. I mean, your PP goes everywhere. It's nuts. Like, this is why everyone should sit down and piss. It's gross.
It is true. Yeah, there's really not. I mean, it is surprising that we brought urinals, because it being a very easy way for men to pee outdoors, right? Clearly being the open air situation. But men, we brought that inside and no one's questioned it since. And then it became the whole
man away from us.
Okay. Yeah. They took sitting away from us. Previous men generations have taken sitting away from us. Thinking that it's more manly or convenient, or something like that. You still, you know, I hate it. It's the same problem I have with dudes at the gym, because now there's just dudes holding their phones at urinals for like, you know, 15, it's probably only 15 seconds longer than it should be, but I'm angry for that 15 seconds. You know what I mean?
I did it yesterday.
Completely done, just dick out, kind of like looking this way.
That was literally me yesterday. I will say this though. One of my best all time, I felt like I get like my most natural raw state ever was nighttime. It was like 2 a.m. Staten Island on the beach. They had those big sand dunes they pushed up to stop all the, you know, water and shit. And they were pretty high. They're like, you know, feet, multiple, like 10 feet high.
Those are to collect bodies and diapers. So,
well, continue. I mean, you can't find all the bodies. It's crazy. If you can collect them all in one spot, it makes it way easier.
Right. Exactly.
Also drugs.
Sure.
Drugs also get washed up in one spot.
Right. I don't buy drugs anymore. I just go there.
Drug and dead body spot. D&D.
I take Aries. I just take the dog and he just finds him. Yeah, you know. He
nibbles on an arm. Maybe you get a little watch out of it and some drugs. That's a good Paul, dude.
Jump on our Patreon. We're selling those drugs. Yeah, they're a little banged up. Sure, you're going to have to sift out some like cigarette butts and stuff out of your Coke. But other than that, dude, they're good. Right?
Will some Staten Island heroin be on them? Probably.
And it's on the cheap. It's on the cheap. We're moving stuff. Fine. Yeah, but you're on the beach, 2 a.m.
On the beach, 2 a.m., giant sand dune, walked up to the top of it, and I looked down to the ocean with nothing around me but the lights of fucking New Jersey, and I fucking just took a giant steam and piss off the sand dune, and I just, like, summertime, just hands on my hip, dude. I felt free. Freeing. Honestly, freeing. One of the best moments of my life.
That is the thing where I wish, you know, I've encouraged women. It's like, get one of those little funnel things. Cause every once in a while for those moments, it's just too convenient. It's just too nice to just sit and just, you're looking at hours. You don't have to squat. You know what I mean? You're not doing that balance thing. And some of us, it's easier than others. You know, you're worried about it hitting your, like, you know, ankles, you know, just as you're
there's something about just pissing and looking in the ocean. Mm. That's very cathartic.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but like, there's something about it where like I hate shitting outside, but if I was to be able to shit like on the shore of something and look out to the ocean and like a pretty view,
yeah,
I'm there for it.
Nice.
You know, but I don't want to be looking at some farmhouse.
I was in a house that was very nice recently. And yeah, when you start to realize you can poop with a view, it's
a game changer. I'm telling you. I'm encouraging everybody, go piss on a sand dune off in the middle of the nighttime with lights all bouncing off the ocean. It's fucking or something. Yeah. Do your version of that. Whatever your version of that is, do that. But pee off it.
I've been staring at the same discolored towel every time I shit inside the bathroom with a wall behind it as it's hanging up just because someone might have used a little bleach on their whites. So I've just been staring at that towel while I poop. And I got to say, it would be pretty nice to see maybe some water, some dunes like that. That'd be pretty sweet.
Dude, a nice waterfall. I mean, something. Anything. Right. Anything. It'd be sick. But nope. Shitty fucking indoor toilets. Shitty fucking indoor plumbing. Boring.
But it is weird that we brought urinals into bathroom, right? Again,
yeah, I agree.
I didn't realize that. I didn't think about, like, why did that come along with us in such a weird way?
I don't know. Also, why can't we just put the fucking stalls all the way down? Why?
We don't know. No one knows why we did that. I think it was just building material and because it comes from offices, right? Like, it had to be just, oh, we don't need to build walls and it's complete walls for the front that wrap around. It's just less material, which is cheaper, and that just became the standard in bathrooms, which is kind of wild.
No, was it always like that, do you think? Or that over time, they just took it away too? And something else they took away from us?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, where urinals, like Old West style, like, right? Like, I don't even think going back.
I don't even know when they became. I'm going to look it up right now when urinals
like,
were.
1850s, I feel like, in New York City, let's just say, taking the, you know, center, one of the centers of the world for engineering and new technologies coming out.
1866.
That's indoor toilet?
No, first urinal was patented.
Yeah, it's interesting that prior to that, I don't think when you went into a bathroom or a loo in, you know, Europe and stuff, I don't think we even thought of urinals. It was always just a toilet. Like, I don't see them in movies, even Godfather, yeah. Right? You see just a toilet. I don't
know. It's all those weird troughs. That's European, I feel.
Somehow the trough came around, and I don't know. I don't, again, all of this just to be said that, like, and then it got grabbed by, like, Men Stand. I'm sure there's some article from some dandy back in, you know, the 1880s of just being like, you have to understand that men should stand when they pee. They have the authority to do so and all that shit.
I mean, I get, like, it's convenient, but, like, it's very comfortable sitting down is all I'm saying.
I don't know if I've ever been faster. Like, I will say, I guess for the jiggle, you know, when you got to sit, you kind of get it. But, I mean, it seems as efficient.
I think it's just because women sit down and pee and that guy's like gay. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Like,
I'm not saying that's not how it worked, right? I'm saying it's just weird that it went from outhouses, which might not have just like a trough in it at all. It's just a toilet, a hole, you know, built around. And then we were like, nah, we're going to, men's bathrooms are going to be different for some reason, you know. I'd like to think that it was, you're probably right. It was purposeful.
100%.
It was probably purposeful. Which is, I don't know. We're going to do a deep dive into fucking urinals and figure out.
Patreon, urinal deep dive.
Speaking of a piece of fucking a hot stream piss, this fucking dumb over here.
Wait, you want to do plugs first?
Yeah, we can do plugs. Yeah, you want to hit, please? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I'm just going to cut to you, buddy.
Cool. What's today? 19th. 28th. Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Come see me out there. Dan D. Pearl Show. It's going to be good all time. April 12th and 13th, Corpus Christi, Texas. April 21st, Duluth, Minnesota. And I'm sure other local shit in between New Jersey, PA, and New York, I'm sure. But coming out, goes on a 5 till midnight. That's available everywhere. It's on Rumble now, just like this podcast is on Rumble. So 5 till midnight on YouTube, on Rumble. Go follow. It's doing well. We appreciate everybody who watches. We go live every Monday night, so come on out, and we appreciate the follows. Thank you. I am done.
Wonderful. Good job, buddy. Oh, this is going to be cobbled together, but whatever. If I don't nail it, who cares? Guys, come check out all my stuff over at I Am Neil Wood. You can check me out all over the place, but well, that's not true. I'm basically in Philly for right now. That's not true. I don't even know why I had that kind of confidence. But yeah, you can check us out on all the biggest little comedy shows. We have actually Alan Massenberg has got a great show coming up this week, this Friday, two shows 7:30, 9:30 at Myers Brewing Company in Fishtown, Philadelphia. You can come check out that. Alan Massenburg's got an album coming out, and he's just having a nice party, and we wanted to, you know, have it at Myers and have a good time. So come on out, buy those tickets now. And, of course, you can check all my stuff out at IamNeilWood.com. Go there for dates and details and just to get in touch with me, or I Am Neil Wood on any stuff, any social media across the board. So, yeah, check out some of our things. And if you want, you can go check out, of course, drop10.com. Go over to drop10.com and get all of the info that you need. You can check out our shows. You can check out Biggest Little Comedy and come on out for those shows. Like I said, at Myers Brewing Company, and we'll have Crown of Creation coming up every first Friday. So you can get those tickets now. You can subscribe and like this podcast and check out some of our merch over at The Cult of Us right there. Grab a shirt, grab a hoodie, grab all that stuff. I think we're going to make this into a commercial, so we don't have to do this every single time. But and now that I got some more time, yeah, I think I'm going to put together some cool designs for you guys. We're doing a little rebranding with Biggest Little Comedy. So, but check out some of our merch now while you still can. And I don't have the Patreon pulled up. Oh no, Adam. But the good news is you can just get over to our page at drop10.com/podcasts and you can get all our stuff. Oh yeah, look, we got a little we were in the top 100 for stand-up comedy podcast. I forgot about that. Nice. Cool. We're crushing. I forgot. Yeah, here. But yeah, get over to our Patreon. All the links are over there at our Drop 10 page, and you can check out our $5 tier. We just do one tier. It's, you know, hey, we're not trying to do elevated tiers and all that kind of stuff. Join for $5, get a bunch of extra stuff. You get extra episodes, us on the road, here in the studio. Of course, you can jump onto our Discord and check out some MMA fights and movie watches and all the stuff we like to do there. And, you know, we have the gauntlet as extra content as well. So do some Would You Rathers with us. Test your fucking ability to stand some of the grossest shit we've probably ever talked about. And watch some crazy animal videos. So get on there, like, subscribe, do all the things. Check us out on YouTube as well. And keep it pushing. It'll be another day in the cult, people. So,
yes,
sir. Oh, good times. Good times.
Before we pull up this video, I do have a cool announcement to follow up my shitty, I got a kidney stone thing.
Yeah, yeah. What was the, because you said the bad news.
Yeah.
Let me get the good news.
I am officially a giant season ticket holder.
Whoa, holy shit. That's a big deal for you.
It's a huge deal for me.
Holy cow, buddy. I'm so proud of you. Good for you.
So you got to come to a game or two.
Yeah. I'd be happy to reap the benefits of your goodwill.
Yeah.
Did it come about? How'd you lock them down? And if it's
I just looked into it and I called and they were just like, yeah, we absolutely are selling.
No way. The New York Giants
just gave away our best player in a long time to the direct rival of ours. So please come back to support our team.
So interesting. It's so weird that their season tickets were so available and open for anyone to buy. Just, you can just grab a seat. That's,
yeah.
So
I literally threw my Saquon Barkley jersey into the street after he got traded to the Eagles. So,
that's right. We did pick up Saquon. Right.
Yeah. So he is dead to me. I know everyone's making fun of Tiki Barber saying that, but I agree with Tiki Barber. Fuck him. He's dead to me. So I'm going to rock my Lawrence Taylor jersey, my Eli Manning jersey all year. I'm going to get a fucking Jason Seahorn jersey again, and we're going to fucking ride those three.
Dang. Okay.
Excited.
Yeah, I'm super happy for you. I mean, how do you think it's going to change? Are you already feeling more cocky? Are you already feeling kind of more above others? I know you feel that way.
100%. Yeah, I felt better than most, especially because you can't even get Eagles season tickets. It's like the waiting list is like insane.
Right.
It's insane. Yeah. So if you try, you have to wait like 10 years. Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Dude, I emailed, they called me.
That's how free it is over there at the Giants. Yeah, that's how freed up it is. We got a lot.
Hello, hello, hello. It's like, yeah. Like, whatever you want. That was a phone call.
Damn. That is funny. Just the paddock to like... Because then you're just sitting. It's just like three dudes in this giant warehouse, thousands of phones, none of them ringing. Yeah. And they just hear one. They're like, oh shit. They start looking around and
they just forgot what that sound.
Go, go, go,
like,
go, go.
Yeah. Like, what is that sound?
What is that?
Is that a bomb? Someone put a bomb here? Or the Jets fucking with us? Yeah. Like that
voicemail is probably just a scam. Yeah. Like spam caller, probably, right?
We're getting spammed.
But what if it's not?
Yeah, dude. So I was looking at the upcoming. So the schedule is not technically out yet, but like their opponents are. Gotcha. So I'm just looking at who the fuck. Oh no, that's just their fucking roster. Cool. Okay. Well, I was trying to look to see which game you'd want to go to. Oh,
yeah. Well, we can do this off air. It's fine. But
right. Here we go. All right. So we got obviously. So I'm gonna take my dad to the Commanders game. They're playing Saints, Bucks, Ravens, Bengals, Vikings, Colts. Yeah. So pick one of those.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll probably go Ravens, but I don't know. I have to look in. Okay, cool, man. I love it. Yeah, that's amazing. This is great. This is huge.
We could go fucking do a little tailgating, a little Cult of Us tailgating.
Yeah, that would be wild, dude. I'm gonna be fucking so blotto for that game. It's gonna be
great. Yeah, fucking absolutely.
You have two shits.
You gotta wear Giants gear though. You gotta rush the Giants.
I usually go neutral.
Oh, you fucking pussy. Now they're playing the Eagles.
I usually just go nooch, you know. I don't really like rolling in with it. It's also because if anyone asks me about, like, I also feel like a poser wearing it. You know what I mean?
To be fair, good call. I was gonna take so many pictures and just post it online and be like, Neil's a fucking traitor to you guys. How could you fucking support him?
If I'm rolling in there, I'm rolling in with an Eagles jersey on, if anything, just because that's the tenor of, like, if I have any connection to any team.
Bengals, Giants, you guys coming in an Eagles jersey, people be like, you're a fucking scumbag.
Or I'm coming in like Flyers gear. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, everyone's like, what? I'm just like, I don't know. I played like hockey when I was growing up. Definitely.
Bright ass orange jersey in the middle of a fucking sea of blue.
It's actually the Devils. Honestly, I was a big Brodeur fan. I was like a big Brodeur fan. New Jersey, baby. Boom.
Mike Richter.
But yeah, listen, we got to watch this because it's.
Yeah.
And then we got to get out of here.
So this video is an all timer. I mean, the backstory essentially is this guy
playing immediately. Sorry, I don't know why. It's like
guy killed his wife who had a big inheritance, and then this is him at his arraignment, I believe, and the prosecutor is just reading off his Google searches, and it's the funniest shit of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty wild that like. It's just a still shot for the audio listeners. You know, there are captions up, so if you're having a little struggle hearing this, I think it's pretty audible. I'll jack it up a little bit, but he's a broken dude. I would say he's got like who's he look like, Adam? He's kind of got a couple of different actors put together,
like
right?
He looks like Patrick Dempsey, but like with facial reconstructive jaw surgery.
Yeah, he's got a big old head. Head.
His jaw, it looks like it's broken.
His neck and his jaw. Yeah, it's just, he's got that puff face that like, it looks like there's a thinner person inside him and that this is a suit. You know, like we're watching a movie. Yeah. It's
his
just
cheeks, like his right side of his face, like his actual right side of his face is like so weird to me.
Yeah, it's got a strange thing.
It looks like he's
there.
A chipmunk just storing pellets in his cheeks.
I think he's, you know what it is? I think he's got a kidney infection in his face.
Yeah.
I think it must be. It's because, it's like as his eyes come down, like if you go from his eyes to his jaw, you're just like, I got bigger towards the end. It like puffs out in a way that is wild. Yeah. And he's got deep sunken in eyes. He's got just a malaise over his eyes. He really doesn't give a fuck. He's just
got to come to life like with it as a human being, dude.
It's ragged. It's, yeah. Drank for 20 years, chipmunk. Like
a rugged chipmunk that just fucking stumbled into a mad scientist's lab. It is now this guy. His fucking face is whack, dude.
Yeah, and this is January 1st, and it's 4:55 a.m. But not a good way to
start your year off, by the way.
Yeah, really. This is at least when the crime was happening, right?
Yeah,
this
the
is
crime
when he
happened,
was doing
yeah.
some searching. So yeah, let's just hit this a little bit here. Do I have to go down here? Can I hit this?
Before everybody starts to smell. At 4:58 a.m., how to stop a body from decomposing. At 5:20 a.m., he searched.
So, wait a second. So, he typed into Google how to stop a body from decomposing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, listen, I've looked through you know, the, underneath my sink to see if I had a cleaner that could handle maybe rust, you know?
Right.
But what do you think he's searching for in his home that he's going to be able to be like, oh yeah, what do I have? Okay. Hold on. We've got, I've got Mr. Yeah. Clean. Okay. I've got,
what I'm saying. He's like, where did this bitch pounds of hydrochloric acid? It's like, what does he think is going to do it? Like
from decomposing. It's literally just embalming. It's a practice of it. We have nothing in our homes. Yeah. That's not even in the zeitgeist of anything. No one's ever been like, yeah, if you ever need it, it also helps decomposing bodies. Right. I know.
Bro, so ahead. I don't even know really what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what actually is the stuff that embalms? You like, I couldn't tell you a single thing.
Yeah, the embalming fluid or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know either, but the nature that it, you know, we know how it's implied, we know how it's actually put into place because we've seen it in so many movies. You know, that the tubes being shoved into certain parts of the body and filled with it. You know what I mean? Like, you can get the context clues, but the idea that he's just like, how do you stop the decomposing? Yeah, he might as well put it just like, can you embalm from home DIY? Like,
yeah. How to make embalming fluid from homemade cleaning product? Like this is with.
Also, freezer, dude. How did you not? The fact that you needed to put this in. Everyone knows that you won't smell a body if it's frozen, or at least you're less likely to.
January 1st, take this bitch outside. It's probably right. Cold.
Right. We're not in Florida, I don't think. I think
we're still. Hopefully, I have no idea where we are. I'm assuming.
You have to say a thing though here, right? He's got an East Coast face. This guy's got a
Northeast face. Northeast
face, dude. He's not got even East
Coast. There. Northeast. This guy looks like he's from fucking Boston.
He looks like the slimy guy who would pop up in The Sopranos, who you know is a bad dude, but like it seems off to like friends with Tony or something. Yeah. Like, nah, that guy's fucking bad news, and he is gonna die. He is definitely gonna die at the hands of Tony. Yeah, he's got it.
How to bound a body?
How to bound it? Found it. She's dead. What is she gonna get away?
Fire up.
What are we talking about?
Well, like a pig, who cares?
These aren't panic. I mean, it's kind of panic thoughts, I guess, but it's just like,
no, this guy's retarded. Honestly, like, this is the dumbest guy in the world, dude.
I mean, Monday morning quarterback while he's in court. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that he is stupid. But like bound, dude. How do you stop decomposing? Okay, I can kind of be like, right, that's he's thinking future wise. What's the bound about? What do you need to? Was she going somewhere? What the fuck?
Oh, 10 dude. Ways to dispose of a dead body.
10 ways.
If you really need to, is a funny really need to.
Listen, I got a body to get rid of. I might get rid of it. I'm not sure. Let me throw that into Google. Just like, hey, guys, no big deal. If you're getting rid of a dead body, you know what I mean? Like, wait, let's just say you are. What would you do? You know?
quickly, by the way.
Yeah, sure. This is time sensitive.
This is very time sensitive.
This is time sensitive.
Be on the ball with this.
Sincerely.
But he's Google. I mean, this makes me question, does he also be like, Google how to put toothpaste on toothbrush? How to scrub teeth? How to clean off toothbrush? How to turn water back onto hot? Like, does he Google his everyday? I mean, these are things that if you're going to be like, I'm going to kill my wife, which is already risky because, hey, no one gets away with that anymore.
Right.
So I'm doing this crazy crime. Maybe let's think ahead or Google this shit 2 years previous. So they can't easily be like, let me just Google your search record real quick and just pull it up and start going through your shit. And this is all like within 10, 15 minutes of each other, these searches.
So, some of them, but I think the one that just jumped to, so it was 4 when we started, 4 a.m. during the Google searches, right when it started. And then he jumps to right now it's 6:30 a.m. So if we go back to that, it's 6:25 a.m. And this dumbass.
On the first, how long for someone to be missing to inherit?
He has. So it's 2 hours after, seemingly at least maybe 2-3 hours after he's killed someone. And he's already typed into Google, if I've killed someone, or like, you know, if someone's on, how long does it take to inherit? Dude.
I mean, how it also this question, can you throw away body part? And this is my point. What do you think? Right? Like, what do you think? What do you think? Yes. Just throw it in the local dump. Look at the fucking leg is sticking out. It's like, dude, what do you think? Of course, no.
Have you seen a movie? That's what I mean when I like, this is the level of dumb where like, you have to be so far out of the idea of like the zeitgeist of our reality. Like, I'm like, dude, have you seen a movie ever?
He's like an alien.
A thriller.
He's like
an alien
who just showed up, dude, and was like, I'm going to figure out human being shit real quick. Let me put some stuff into the search box. This fucking fantasy computer. It's crazy, dude.
People think now that there's like a true crime boom or whatever. Like, we've always been a true crime, but the idea that he hasn't heard a podcast,
crazy,
on these instances where you could at least, I mean, I don't do this, but I know this because I've listened to so many, you glean what has been done more often than not. And sometimes you're like, oh wow, that worked. That's so fucked up that worked. And the cops didn't do this to check it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Like when I hear stories of like a murder and the guy, usually a guy, like, makes a crazy elaborate like cleanup process and they still get caught, you're like, damn, at least he fucking really tried. You know what I'm saying? He went to the effort, he fucking tried to cover his tracks and they got him. This guy is essentially dragging his wife to the police station, be like, yo, I murdered her. What do I do to not get in trouble by you guys? Do you guys like take the body? Do I leave it like a baby at a fire department? Like, you know, like a newborn? Like, what do I do? This guy's the dumbest criminal. Yeah, he's not even a criminal, right? Because like a criminal implies like a life of crime, and like this guy is wanting to murder his rich dumb wife. And
she dumb?
I don't know. They're all dumb in this story. She's dumb because she married the dumbest person in the world. Because you think that he wasn't asking dumb questions the whole time?
Yeah, I mean,
come on, it
doesn't bode well.
Come on.
Yeah, no. Right before he killed her, he actually asked her how hard it would be to kill her. That's exactly right. It was like, would it be hard to kill you? You think?
Wake up from a hammer strike? Do you think you would wake up from that?
Yeah. Do you feel like you would die if you fell down the stairs a bunch? I'm just asking. You know what I mean? Like, he is. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he is this dumb to get caught. I'm sorry to his wife you must have sensed it, but I think, and also I don't even know anything. This sounds like a act of aggression in a moment. And then he just started spiraling. I don't know how this.
Oh, disagree to the inherent. No, bud. The inheritance question. No way.
So yeah, did you know anything when you saw this video about exactly what the crime happened?
I couldn't find a name of the guy, okay. So I didn't look up the crime. It was just a video, so I could. There's no context to it.
I got you. I will do a search, and yeah, we might talk about this again and kind of break, because it depending on how she died, I feel from him that it was, he clearly has never looked into anything, or I wouldn't be surprised if he never pre-searched. He killed her in a moment of passion or something, fed up, whatever, frustrated, you know, whatever it is. And then he started, this is like spiraling.
Yeah, I disagree. Because that inheritance question, I think this is premeditated. He's like, I'm going to get her on July 1st. I'm on January 1st, start of the new year. My year's going to be fucking baller. I'm going to be fucking rich. I'm going to kill this broad 100%. There's no way this is just.
Oh, really?
Because that one question. Because that inheritance question. Yes.
Oh, man. Okay.
6:34 a.m. on the
1st.
Can we throw away body parts?
Can you throw away body parts?
Pause. Definitely New England.
Yeah. This is Boston. This is Northeast.
I said Boston as a joke, but yeah, we're right.
She's got one of the like very heavy Boston accents.
Really noticed that her accent right there for the first time. This is Northeast. Dude, we are so good.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we know our people.
At 6:34 a.m. on the 1st, can we throw away body parts. At 9:29 a.m. What does
formaldehyde
do?
Fair. I might Google that myself later. That's a fair. Do you know what? Don't blame the guy for that question. You know, that's the only one that's legitimate. I don't even know what it really does either.
Go.
I know what it does, but I don't know, you know.
To a library. This is all of this information is available at your local library. And also, don't kill anybody, you fucking animal. But like,
yeah, but we're past that, you know. We're past that.
He's
we're
in that moment. Point. He's in that moment. Yeah. Wow.
4 a.m. on 1st. How long does DNA last?
Forever,
at
I think.
9 a.m. Can identification be made on partial remains?
Pause this. Has he ever heard a murder ever?
No. He seemingly doesn't understand the concept or know what it is, I think.
Also, this guy is Googling a lot and doing zero work to get rid of this body. It's now 11:30, and all this guy has done is just fucking Google while his broad's dead.
He's procrastinating this cleanup. Yeah. You're not, dude. He is 100%. Someone who's procrastinated small things.
Bro, he's on the couch just like this, just like...
Yeah.
Casually scrolling his phone, and she's just dead on the carpet, and he's just like, what do you think I... just?
possible body parts. Like, if they get rid of those, like, he's just casually doing. It's such a funny visual to me.
We'll put on, I'll put on my favorite show. I'll put on some, I'll put on The Office and I'll do research.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to do some research. Which means mainly kind of just drift in and out of watching it and then remember
Looking up.
You're fucking disposing of a body.
You know he passed out. You know he took a nap. You know he took a nap during all this.
He closed his eyes. You know what I mean?
He definitely closed his eyes, dude.
Like, I wasn't asleep. I just closed my eyes. Just resting them.
He's like, this is tiring. I'm just trying to be my best ability.
Yeah. Trying to operate top tier.
11:34 a.m. Dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body.
It still
at 11:44, how to clean blood from wooden floor. At 11:56 on the first, Luminol to detect blood. At 1:08, what happens when you put body parts in the motor?
This guy's Googling so much.
At 1:21 p.m., is it better to throw pyrazine clothes away or wash them?
Jesus Christ. Crime, is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or to wash them? Wow. Okay. Well, I'm happy that he's dumb as a box of rocks. And that he fucking was going to get caught regardless, which is good. Get him off the street. It's a shame that she had to do it, but wow, those are some very dumb questions that could have just, if you thought 2 seconds longer, you know what I mean? Just 2 seconds. Just think about is it better to wash them or throw them out? At this point, it doesn't really fucking matter. You just got to get them away from you. You just got to get rid of them.
How to clean blood off wood. I don't know, bro. Wipe it.
Also, those are all indications where if you watch, again, any little bit, you know that you can't get rid of blood in that way, but you can make it hard for them to prove that it is blood. That's pretty much the only, and that's why the pneumonia and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's pretty much all you can do. Someone's going to know that there was a crime there.
Right.
But you, or someone died. Someone lost a last of it, right? We've seen that in court cases even, of them, like, the amount of blood found at the scene would indicate heavily,
right?
You know, yeah, that kind of deal. But it's wild. Yeah, that was what was the big case with that? With the Robert.
Durst. Breder?
Or I'm thinking Durst or whatever. The Durst thing where he like eventually decapitated that guy, like hid the body, got rid of it, like did it all in there. Where again, another case where like he cleaned it up efficiently and like, you know, but again, they were like, yeah, someone died here. Clearly someone died.
That was the dude who just admitted it when doing the HBO interview, right? When
he was like, and he was just like,
oh, funny.
I didn't know what else to do and I didn't want to get in trouble for it. So yeah, I like just chopped him up. I didn't kill him. You're like, right. Sure. Of course. That's what a friend does. You knew this guy for 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Wild stuff. Awesome. Yeah. It's, man, you find some goodies, dude.
Very funny. Also, his face all the time just staring like blankly is hilarious in itself too. Like he's like, you got me. Like, yeah, man, anyone would have got you.
Wild that he was just looking at her. Like I imagine talking to this guy is, I mean, I'm sure he's not charismatic, or if he is, he's charismatic in the dumbest way possible, you know, but wild that he was just,
we're like, you know, he's just there for the ride.
As someone who's got a little bit of that, but not in a killer way. I could see it. I could maybe see he's just like a big dumb oaf. Like, you know,
he's like, he might be like, you might be like, this is red, right? He's like, oh, it is red. Like, he seems like one of those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he Lennied her, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He just, you'll be quiet. And then, and then panicked and then just went to Google for all the answers.
All the answers. I'm every single answer. I'm surprised again, it wasn't like how to crack an egg.
I would have loved it if he just used Bing the whole time.
Or if he had other searches in between, like again, like how to make breakfast properly and like shit like that, or like bringing the murder searches would be very funny.
How do you know eggs are done? And then the next question is just, hey, but you're chopping up a body real quick. when you chop up a body, you know, is it best to do it with a big knife or a small knife? Like,
use steam knife to make French toast with that you did to cut up body?
Yeah. Blood in my breakfast, possible problems. Like you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Will stench of dead body affect my bread? Can I still eat that?
I do still think it would be funny if it was just all like Ask Jeeves or like
Yahoo answers.
Like she's just like, you put this into Bing, you fucking sociopath. Of course you're fucking guilty.
Yes, because no one's ever gonna look for your Bing results.
Yeah. True. All right, man. Well, this has been another day in the call. This has been a goodie. That's fucking wild stories. Join us for more. Check out the Patreon for some more stuff. And we will see you next time. Again, this has been another day in the cult. That's been Adam Nutter. I've been Neil Wood. Bye.
You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or cultofus and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or dropdent.com/podcasts. You want to be better. You will.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery, Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we're going to be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.